This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DG, SNK, MOX, 2 minutes past 4 p.m. Interesting day out there. Really gloomy morning. Sun's out-ish. Breeze is starting to pick up, and then tonight we get another round of rain, and then tomorrow is another warm, clear day, and then Wednesday we get a cold front, and it gets down into the 30s at night, so
chilly.
It's finally feeling like November.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is out of town today, but we're going to go ahead and do it without him, and we've never done this one. Pardon me. It is the Sweet 16 of things we'd rather be doing than doing this. So just cool. What would you rather do right now?
So kind of like the I'd rather be fishing bumper sticker,
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah. Andrew, you want to lead it off?
I'd rather be fishing.
I would legit. I am.
Really? Were you going to go with that before he said it?
Yeah. That's on my list. I
didn't know you were a fisherman.
I'm not really, but I've been.
But you'd like to be.
You'd like to be.
I'm taking into the hobby, the interest. I've taken a big interest in it. I haven't actually acted on that yet because I was busy all summer. You know, who has the time?
No.
And now it's the cold seasons. But I'm very interested. I love fishing. When I was younger, I haven't really done it much since then, and I didn't even really do it that much then. But I love watching people fish.
You like the aesthetic.
Yeah, and I like watching people fish, and I've been watching a lot of, like, Catch, Clean, Cook videos on, you know, TikTok and stuff, and those are just, like, I mean, those are entrancing
I went through a stage when I was probably in my late teens, early 20s, and my best friend legitimately was this 85-year-old guy from church. And he had about a 10-acre pond that he had rights to, and it was full of bluegill. About the size of your hand, pretty good size bluegill, and you could just catch them just one after another. And we'd catch 30 or 40 of these things. And then he taught me how to fillet them, and you'd get real small fillets, but they were amazing. Better than any catfish you ever had.
Yeah.
So we'd go out there, spend a couple hours just shooting the bull. I was very religious at the time, and he went to my church, and we'd talk about, you know, religious things. Incredibly smart guy. And then he would make me fillet them all, and we would cook them, and one of my best memories. It was so nice.
Some people fry those whole, which is like crazy to
yeah.
see. Scrape the scales off, and then
you ever
just
had
cut
a,
it off and fry it
What
whole.
Do they call it when you do that to a crab? You'll know this.
Soft-shell crab?
Crab man. Yes. I've only had a couple of those in my life, but they're really good.
I find them revolting.
Yeah, I get why you do.
I can't get over
They look
the
like
whole,
spiders.
Well, and I can't get over the whole, like, I'm eating an entire being. Like, the brains are in here, the guts are in here. I'm eating the whole thing. And that's like a hard leap for me to get over.
Yeah. It's a lot better when you're only eating part of that thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're being sarcastic, but it's 100% true. I'd rather eat like the meat off of its arm than like its brain and intestines.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's dead. It won't
hard to argue.
I'm not saying it's because I think it cares, Kevin. I'm not saying it's an ethical thing. I just think it's nasty.
Wheels.
He doesn't want to eat guts.
I'd rather be at the ballpark.
Doesn't want to eat guts. I love it. Rather be at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Is that how that came out?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little fun
dip. Don't want to eat any guts.
Don't want to eat any guts. What's wrong with you?
There's poop in there.
Fair enough.
Paul, don't make him eat the brains.
Back off the guts.
You don't want to eat the brains.
All right. I'd rather be at the ballpark.
The ballpark, yeah.
I'd rather be by the pool, Dave.
Oh, that's nice. A good answer, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we sound like Family Feud? We all give one. We're all like, yay, good answer. Good,
good
answer.
Good answer.
Good one. Because we don't have that negative Skip Weber here.
Show me by the pool.
Crapping on everybody's submissions.
I wish Steve Harvey was here.
I wish I hadn't just sniffed the loudest sniff that any human has ever sniffed.
He's like,
guys, don't you think Steve Harvey would fit in perfectly on this show?
He's a funny man.
Yeah, I think he would just be like, just like he's been here the whole time.
He'd
you
just
know?
Be making faces
say,
and cracking us up.
We'd be getting roasted, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. He'd hurt our feelings.
Yeah. If you had him.
I will see your pool and raise you a beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dave's all about that salt life.
That's right. Soft life.
Soft life.
You're closer than you know.
A lot of soft shell crabs down there at the beach.
Yep. Nothing but.
Fry them up. Brains and guts and
you
all.
Eat this thing, you're eating the guts. Back to Andrew.
How about the Old West?
Wow.
What?
Wow. Now we're talking.
Andrew would rather be living in Westworld.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to be in the Old
West. Fishing in 1849 Oklahoma.
I want to be in the ghost town and the saloon.
Who would you be? Like, which characters would we be, all of us, in the Old West?
I would be the bystander who, like, gets hit by a stray bullet and everybody goes like, wow, he really got him.
I would be the handsome sheriff who doesn't want a gunfight.
I feel like I have one option as the girl. So I'm going to pass.
You have at least two.
Rachel's
you
like,
could
I would go with
you
housewife.
You could be the
easy.
The farmer's
easy.
Daughter.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, horrible things usually happen.
Oh, that's
nothing
true.
Good
that's
happens
a good
to the farmer's daughter.
The old West was terrible for
Rachel
women.
Rachel has one option for the role to play, and that is a victim.
You know what? You should just be. No, you should have just said you'd be an outlaw, Rachel. You can join us.
Yeah, you could be a.
You don't want to go back to 1849?
You could be like Anne Bonny. She's a pirate. There was outlaws.
Calamity
I'm sure.
Jane.
Calamity Jane.
All right.
She's a badass.
Calamity Rach.
I'll be drunk.
maybe the best TV character of all time.
Yeah, it's a real
from
good
Deadwood,
one.
Really Calamity
good.
Jane.
Yep. Good one.
I think it's Wheeler Stern.
I'd rather be at a rock concert.
Nice.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Good, it's a good one.
Good category, yep. Dave.
Yeah.
I would rather be, man, it's 4 o'clock. How nice would it be to be at your favorite dive bar right now?
Ooh.
With some of your pet? The four of us, we could
you
all
you know
go.
What? We're going to do this. We're going to take a day. I'll clear it with the boss. And we're going to go to a bar.
Do a remote?
Nope. Just us. And we're going to go to a bar that's like an old man bar that has like a jukebox and a bowling machine. And we're just going to day drink.
That sounds fun.
And we're going to Uber everybody home. To
sounds
my
awesome.
Home.
Dave's like, you live with me now.
You live with me.
Sounds like you thought this out too much.
Are we broadcasting? Or
Andrew, you're in my room.
Because, you know, we could do that on a Saturday.
Yeah, but then it's not fun.
Get the day off.
I got stuff to do on Saturdays.
Yeah. Then it's not really even day drinking. It's just regular drinking.
Yeah,
then it's just drinking.
Then it's sad. Just,
yeah, then it's just football.
It's way less sad to drink on a Monday.
I would look like people that have a problem. I would rather be camping.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yeah.
Although I never do it.
Yeah.
I do it as often as Andrew fishes.
I would rather not be camping.
Would you? There's nothing about it.
I mean, it's...
No couches
I
or televisions.
I guess depends if there are activities,
no, maybe. What was the last time you went camping?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know. Maybe 8?
Years ago or
no, when we were 8. When I was maybe. And when we went camping, I mean,
so you
like,
don't know if you like camping. You haven't been
no,
in 45
I know,
years.
I know what happens.
There's
you
no video games out there, Andrew. Hello.
I know what happens.
You know what happens. You sleep in a tent and... We make stuff on the fire.
Oh, you would be so bitchy if we camped.
I would be so bored.
Wouldn't
he?
Yeah.
Dude,
you'd be like, I can't even check Twitter.
You couldn't even fight it.
You better have activities because I'm going to get bored.
Oh, yeah. This is the best fish I've ever had in a skillet.
Yeah.
Back to Andrew.
You better have activities because I'm going to get bored.
Yeah, you don't want Wheeler getting bored in the middle of nowhere.
Then I start playing with fire.
If we go on a Bigfoot hunt, Bigfoot better show up.
No, that's different because we're looking for something. That's an activity.
Like a baby could have an adult's brain.
Yeah,
like, that's it. Like, talk like an adult. Better be some activities here. I'm going to throw a tantrum.
That's an activity. Be real bored.
We're going to find Bigfoot. Screaming. That's an activity. That's not camping.
If you want me to poop my pants the whole time, just plan new activities.
Yeah.
I would rather be on a ship.
Like a cruise ship?
No, like a, well, I guess maybe.
A spaceship?
More like a boat.
A relationship?
More like boat ship. like a old wooden ship.
Like a boat.
You are really specific.
These are the places I want to
no,
be.
It's fine.
I just think it looks so.
Like a pirate ship without the pirates?
Yeah, or I could be a pirate. I don't know. I wouldn't be a good one.
Pirates on the brain.
Yeah, it's the second pirate reference.
What's up with that?
I love pirates. Kind of my thing.
That's kind of your thing? I've never
pirates.
Heard you reference it before, ever. I've been your friend for 15 years.
We know you better than anyone else.
He's just making up new things.
A lot of opportunities to talk about pirates.
You do a show for 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And it's kind of your thing, and you've never said the word.
Not a lot of organic opportunities to talk about my pirate interests.
Andrew's like, I'd rather be doing all the things I never do.
What do you do to pursue your pirate interest?
No, I've ever since I was a kid, I liked being into them. I liked learning about pirates. And
what's your favorite letter?
My favorite letter?
Mm-hmm.
P.
Better be R
for pirates. Oh, okay.
No, he's not going camping. There aren't that many activities.
P.
You're right there.
For pirates.
I'll start pooping my pants. He starts making jokes like that.
We couldn't possibly keep him occupied the whole time.
No. I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't know how bad it was going to be.
But I don't think I'd be a good pirate, so, you know, it's like, you know.
Oh, you'd be the worst pirate.
I'd be the worst possible pirate. I am not built for being a...
So, like, give us your booty.
I couldn't eat hardtack all day.
Can anyone even read this treasure map?
What?
Scribble.
How do you tell if it's upside down or right side up?
You'll notice my flag with a Jolly Rancher.
And it's an actual Jolly
Rancher. It's a watermelon.
Jolly Rancher, that's good.
All right, back to wheels.
Oh, man. You know what would be cool? I'd rather be visiting ancient Rome.
All right.
If we're being pirates and we're doing activities we've never done before, I want to go visit ancient Rome.
The wheels are already off.
I kind of thought that was a part of, you know, you could be anywhere.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
It's wide open.
Well, it's going to make my next pick sound psychotic, and I was going to say I'd rather be at Target.
This is a list.
But what the best list ever.
But what year?
If we just gave someone this list and said, what's the category?
Yeah.
Is pirates going to Target?
People would be like, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
I see here Target and 19th century trollop. Okay.
It says here camping with lots of activities.
I will be on a road trip.
Oh.
Oh, fun.
I hate them when I'm doing them. But boy, I love planning them and I love looking forward to them.
Like the idea sounds so great, right?
Like yes.
The idea
the
of
the open
it.
Road.
And getting like an RV.
We don't know where we're going to stop.
Everybody looks like they're having so much fun not driving the RV. Like, the person driving the RV is just driving. But everybody else is, like, in a house with wheels.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean this guy.
Let's do that instead of camping. Let's all go on a road trip.
Yeah, we could do that.
That sounds fun.
I have more trouble finding Bigfoot, but...
Man, whatever.
Get in the tracks. Let's go.
We're going to check a few different places for Bigfoot.
Back to Andrew.
How about... And I am just barely beating these allegations. How about Disneyland? I would like to go to Disney.
That's fair.
That's fun.
You are, right?
It'd be fun.
Yeah,
I am. I just planned my trip for May when I go out to my brother's wedding. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Nice.
I've not been to land. I've been to World a couple times, and I love it. I am just barely not beating the Disney adult allegations because I sure do love it down there. Such a good time.
Nothing wrong with being a Disnoid.
No.
I mean, there are people who I think go a little overboard.
Sure.
Right. Because, you know, there are no dudes that put paint on their bodies and dress up for football games. Like, it's fine. Be what you want to be.
You be you.
Look at Mr. Radical Acceptance.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right?
That.
Do it.
Back to wheels.
I'd rather be in space. I would love to go to space.
Yeah,
I think
Bill Shatner said.
I know, but I want to do it.
Nothing but death and darkness out there.
It doesn't scare you at all.
I mean, if it gets to the point where you can just do it, then no, it wouldn't be, because I would trust the technology that they've done.
What about the
but
super...
But yeah, you know what? If you said, go, we'll send you up in a rocket next week, I'd probably say yes.
What about, like, the super deep ocean? Does that scare you at all?
Again, it's all about what's the proven technology. If you're telling me I'm going to go in, like, a... You know, nuclear submarine that the military uses. I'm fine. That's they're good. They know their stuff. They're not going to sink.
I'm going to say my couch.
Good one.
Yeah, tough to beat. That might be the winner.
Yeah, I was going to say
saved it to the end just in case.
After all these dreams, we're all going to want to be the same place.
That might be the winner.
Last one goes to Dave, and then we'll take a break.
A really nice dinner with people I like.
Oh yeah.
Not those people I don't like who I usually have dinner with. Tired of those.
All three of us are like, is that
is it done?
No, he only has lunch with us. He doesn't mean us.
Sorry, I thought you were reaching for the live, and I was like, I don't have it.
I'm on my couch.
What the hell are you reaching for, mister? Sweet 16, a place that we would rather be. Fishing versus a nice dinner.
Dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to go dinner. I'm sorry, Andrew.
Could be a fish dinner.
I will also go with dinner. So shocking everyone.
The ballpark versus on a ship like... Captain Ahab.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be at the ballpark.
Same.
I think I'm also going to say ballpark because I had a lot of fun there this past summer.
You're nothing but stand by your man. The pool versus ancient Rome.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the pool because, again, ancient Rome doesn't
not good
seem
for you.
Super
you know,
fun.
I'm going to go opposite myself. The pool's fun.
Swimming.
The beach versus Target.
The beach.
The beach. Yeah, I'll vote against myself there.
There's no waves at Target.
The Old West versus a road trip.
Old West.
Old Yeehaw. West.
I'll go Old West.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeehaw. I thought you said you don't have a place there.
I know, but I don't want to get in the car for like 6 hours now that I'm thinking about it.
She'll take her chances.
Take her chances in Deadwood.
Yeah, but she got it. What'd you say? You'll be drunk.
Yeah.
She'll take her chances in a duel.
A rock concert versus Disney.
Disney.
Concert.
Disney, they got rides, they got food, they got crazy drinks.
Yeah, I'll go Disney as well.
Costs $1 million.
Boy, it does.
Of course, concerts aren't cheap either.
A dive bar. Dive bar day drinking with a DGS versus space.
Space.
Dive bar.
The final frontier.
Dive bar.
Yeah, I don't have the confidence that Wheels does in the current technology.
Video poker.
Camping versus Rachel's couch.
Or
my couch.
No, just Rachel's.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm going to take
might be awkward, but...
I'm going to take any couch over camping.
Yeah, we could probably all fit on the couch.
We definitely can't. It's a small couch.
And we'll never know.
Rachel goes, no.
She probably has the biggest couch of any of us.
She goes, no, don't even try.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweet 16 of places we'd rather be than at work right now. You're down to the Elite Eight. Dinner. Nice dinner. Sounded like Trump. You know, nice dinner.
Beautiful dinner.
Only the best.
Versus the park. The ballpark.
Ooh, I can get dinner at the ballpark.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would like to be at the ballpark as well.
I will go that as well. The pool, swimming pool, as opposed to something else, versus the beach. Ooh.
Wow, good matchup. I got to go beach.
Beach.
Beach moves on. The Old West versus Disney.
I got to go Disney. I feel very safe at Disney.
I mean, it's the only time travel thing, so I'm going to go Old West.
I'll go with you. I'll say Old West.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right, you guys don't care about women. That's
nice. Yeah, no.
I'm just going to go have some gunfights.
Hey, isn't that Rach over there? Pretend you don't know her. Day drinking at a bar versus Rachel's couch.
I'm going to go with my couch.
I prefer couches to bars.
Yeah, I'll probably say couch.
There's your final four. The ballpark versus the beach.
Wow.
Beach.
Ballpark.
Beach.
Andrew?
Beach.
The Old West versus the couch.
The couch.
Old West.
Yeehaw.
Oh, it's down to you, Dave.
Let's give it to Roger.
Okay.
I'll take the Old West.
There we go.
Let's go. Hey, I knew you were a gunslinger.
Sounded dirty. The beach versus the Old West.
The beach.
The beach.
Old West.
Give it to Roger.
Oh, man, I'm a beach guy. I go twice a year.
There you go. I said that's the last one, too.
There you go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.